It's quite a period to walk back to because it is very fundamentally different from what I do now. And that was why I sort of started the book there, because I felt that there was some value in drawing some distinctions between how print journalists functioned in 1996 and the media world of 1996 and how they function now in the sort of digital media world of 2018. How are things different? Well, the simplest way of saying it, I think, or capturing it is things were slower. The cycle moved more slowly, and our contributions to the sum of human knowledge as print journalists were rationed by technology. Basically, in 1996, if you were a print journalist, you filed often several stories a day. We worked quite hard. We felt we worked very hard then, several stories a day, which we filed in a great rush at the end of the evening, and the sub-editors and production folks put the newspaper together between when we filed at 8 o'clock and midnight. The papers were then obviously distributed out through the news agencies, and they thudded on people's lawns every day as the sun came up. And so we were rationed, basically, in our contributions. We had one time of the day where we communicated with our readers. In those days, readers didn't talk back, but that's a whole other thing. We were rationed, basically. We couldn't talk to readers all the time. We couldn't share information all the time. And that dynamic creates a different sort of news cycle than the one we see today.
What do you think we've lost?
The first thing to say is that it's not all lost. This little book of mine does dive deep and dystopian in places, but it's not all loss. We've also gained things, which I guess we can
talk
about.
So you see positives in all this disruption?
Well, I'm mixed, is the truth. I'm not avoiding your question. Now, what have we lost? Was the question you asked me. Well, I think we have lost some peace and quiet, some time for considered reflection, some steadiness in the public conversation, because now it's sort of it flows at such a pace, and there are many voices all contributing in the public conversation. It can be difficult to hear yourself think sometimes. It can be difficult to settle on important topics and think about them in the news cycle that we exist in currently. I think that's the biggest loss, is some of that steadiness.
Look, one of the interesting parts of your essay was that you place some of the blame for the coarsening of our politics at the feet of journalists.
Yep.
You know, from the constant need for fresh news, ever more conflict, the need for more and more clicks, which is fed back into the system and helped make the political landscape we now have. How aware do you think journalists are in their part in changing the system?
It's an interesting question, because as a group, we're not hugely self-reflective characters. We're very focused on doing our jobs, getting out the news in all kinds of difficult circumstances. The professionally introspection is not particularly rewarded or encouraged. But I do think that we are aware, most of us are aware, that just by simple virtue of living this being lived experience for us, not an abstraction, something we have actually lived through ourselves, and we can understand what we used to do in the past and what we do now and the differences associated with those things. I think most journalists are self-aware about that. We do understand there's a connection between what we do and the impact that has had on politics and the strange feedback loop that creates. My concern in writing the little book was there's a lot of discussion about this, largely in academic circles, you know, in fantastic publications like the Columbia Journalism Review, for example. There's sort of lots of discussions of this at the margins, but there's not a lot of coalface reporting of what that change has actually felt like and the consequences of that change. And I did want to push myself to the nth degree with this project and ask the most difficult question a journalist can ask themselves, and that is, are we making this worse?
Well, look, in the meantime, look, you know, I follow a lot of journalists on Twitter, and you can't help but pick up that journalists are tired, exhausted, and jaded. You know, working in this sort of working on this coalface. I mean, do you relate to this? And do you think that's also a real problem too, the burnout of this hyper news cycle that we're now in?
Burnout's a significant issue, both for practitioners and for readers. I think it's a danger at both ends.
Yep. Look, as a reader, I remember the end of the Gillard years. I just wanted to check out and go away and never come back.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's a natural human response. And again, we have catch-22 on catch-22. News organisations are producing masses of content, much of it live, because that is what the audience wants. We know that because in the digital era, we know more about our audiences than we have ever known about them at any time in the history of journalism. So we know that's what the audience wants. We're flat out trying to deliver it to them.
So for you, is it idealism that keeps you getting up each morning and going into work?
Well, I'm seriously, sometimes people say, oh, you're so cynical. I'm really not. But I'm not cynical. I don't think journalists are cynical. Maybe we're tired. Maybe we need to get off Twitter and stop whinging.